Hello and welcome to Catholic Elements, a production of the Catholic Laboratory, a podcast about the Catholic faith and science. My name is Ian Maxfield, and in these short presentations I'd like to share with you some of the names and events associated with the Catholic faith that made their mark this week in the great history of science. These people are the essential elements of the Catholic Church's incredible contribution to the sciences. The Morning Star may be familiar to you as a title of Jesus and Our Lady, but the Morning Star is actually the name given to the planet Venus, which transits the Sun this week on June the 5th and 6th. The transit of Venus has been observed scientifically at least seven times since the 1500s, when the technology, such as the telescope, was available to view it. Whilst people from all walks of life have observed the transit, there is one group that epitomised the practice of faith and science. The Jesuits had a keen interest in mathematics, astronomy, and the natural sciences because of their apostolic spirituality, not in spite of it. In their educational and missionary activities, scientific work had an important place because of their frontier spirit and their vocation to, quote, find God in all things, end quote. At their schools, colleges, and universities, they often established an astronomical observatory to study the universe and make meteorological observations. At the time of the 18th century transits of Venus, a quarter of all observatories were run by Jesuits, and half of all clerics working on science were Jesuits. In their scientific work, as well as their apostolate, they show how faith and reason harmonise well and are just two sides of the same coin, namely truth. Now, whilst there are many Jesuits who have studied the transits of Venus, perhaps the story of Father Maximilian Hell, whose expedition to Vardo in Norway with Father Johann Sanovich to observe the 1769 transit exemplifies faith in the face of adversity. He endured a dangerous journey across Norway's barren landscape and a treacherous coastal sea voyage. He nearly froze in Arctic storms and narrowly missed stray pellets from a shooting party. And on the day of the transit, clouds blocked their view, but a southeast wind drove the clouds away, allowing Hell and Sanovich to observe the interior and exterior contacts. As a thanksgiving, the two priests sang the Te Deum, but their problems were not over. The results were called into question and Hell was accused of falsifying the data. Thankfully, astronomer Simon Newcomb carefully studied Hell's notebooks and exonerated him a century after his death. If you like this Catholic Elements presentation and would like to know more about the Catholic Church and its contribution to the sciences, please visit the Catholic Laboratory. We're on the web at catholiclab.net. You can also like our Facebook fan page or follow us on Twitter. And of course, you can listen to the podcast. Details of how you can bond with us are available from the website.